Zondervan Audio Pages presents When God Weeps by Johnny Erickson Tada and Stephen Estes.
Part 1, Questions. The African night smelled and looked like pitch. Only the beam of a flashlight guided the way. I shook off my nausea at the smell of rancid trash, wanting to enter cautiously, but my companion thought nothing of striding ahead. Lifting the flap of the canvas lean-to, he beamed his light into the darkness and entered. I followed in my wheelchair. When the flap dropped behind me, a dozen slum street noises were muffled. My eyes would now do most of the learning. He held his flashlight high, spotlighting a young woman with hair and skin as black as the shadows. She had no hands. Splayed beneath her on the straw mat were her stick-thin legs. These did not hold my gaze. I had seen the alleys full of people who, from polio or amputation, had stubs for hands or calloused stumps for feet, all of them homeless. Quadriplegics like me don't survive in Ghana, equatorial West Africa, let alone on the sidewalks of this miserable pest hole in the capital of Accra. Only disabled people who are strong enough to fend for themselves on the streets. Streets wet with urine and rotting garbage. The glow from my companion's flashlight illumined the tiny...